Our scripture for the day is Psalms 105:26. He sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen.
Today's prayer. O Father, my Father, hallowed be thy name. You choose and you send. How many times you've tried to send me and I've been too stubborn or busy to go. Father, please forgive me. I praise all of your ways. I too want to be a chosen and sent one. Please, Lord, fit me for your kingdom. Amen. The thought for today. Think of a particular situation the Lord was able to choose you for and send you to. Think of a time when the Lord chose you and wanted to send you, but you didn't go.
Today's action is to read Exodus 4. 10 through 17. For those that don't remember the story, it's the story of Moses being called and his hesitation to go. Read the story. It's interesting. How many times has the still small voice of God come to you, come to I, and we haven't gone? How many opportunities have we missed in our lives? Today, after reading that, make a commitment to the Lord never to miss another opportunity for Him.
Today's treasure can be found in the book of James, chapter 5, verse 13, which reads, "Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms."
We continue with "When I Find It Hard to Pray." Today, let's talk about the obstacles to prayer. The obstacles to prayer are many, though some are mere excuses and would quickly yield to a resolve act of will. People complain that their busy lives give them no time for prayer, but it is usually a shallow evasion because they clearly find time for less important things. No one deeply in love would fail to find time for a daily word with the loved one. Christ stole time from his sheep to pray. Wesley rose every morning at 4 for the same purpose. Francis Ashburg was a star at 5. Time can be found. One can begin with a minimum of 15 minutes each day. Even so slight an investment would bring a vast and precious gain.
Lord, teach us to pray.